Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Conroy. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bochy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bochy. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike Warren now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Willard moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Willard and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Willard strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacoby. Davis scores. Phillips moves to third. Henderson moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. There goes Castillo trying to get to third. Murphy throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Castillo for the out. It's 7-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bochy moves to second. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Willard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Heath juggles the ball. That's an error on Heath. Willard scores. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. Butler moves to third. It's 9-3, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sorensen. Franco moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. Franco moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Henderson for the double play. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Castillo strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Jacoby moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bochte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bochte moves to second. Jim Essien pinch hits for Mike Heath. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco is hit by the pitch. Bill Almon now playing third base. Jeff Jones now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochte fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jones covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Waddell now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing left field. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Indians. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochtie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochtie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bochtie takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Essien reaches second base with a double. Bochtie moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bochtie tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, Indians. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Bochtie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.